Welcome to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we discuss real money from real estate. Andrew Cordell gives advice based on firsthand experience. Andrew has experienced the peaks of the real estate market, the lows of the market crash of 2007, and he has taught himself how to rebuild his successful real estate business from scratch after he lost it all. He now helps others learn how to find their own success through his experience, mistakes, and triumphs. And now, your host, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, experienced investor with over 140 houses flipped in only 18 months, Andrew Cordell.
Everyone, and welcome to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show, where we're talking about real money made from real estate. I'm your host, Andrew Cordell, the founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors. And I have in the studio with us today one of my good friends, great investor, Matt Wall. And Matt, I'm glad to have you in the studio today.
Good to be here today, buddy.
Hey, man. So what we want to do on this show, and I'm gonna sort of give your credentials, and then I want to really do some really cool education on wholesaling. So we sort of entitled this Wholesaling 101 for the listeners out there today. And wholesaling is such a great way to get started in real estate. We'll cover the benefits of it and how you can get started in it. But just to understand who Matt is, as he's going to be on the air probably a lot with me throughout the time frame here. But Matt's been investing for 18 years, a lot of buy, fix, sell, as well as wholesale deals as well. But the unique thing about Matt is actually an international real estate educator, meaning Matt has crisscrossed not just the U.S., but the entire world, training beginner investors how to start off in real estate investing, how to get the ball moving in real estate investing, as well as he's trained experienced investors how to grow their business into the next levels, into the next stage where they can do multiple deals at the same time. Matt, you've trained investors, of course, all over the world, including Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Singapore, Guam, and of course, how many states in America have you trained investors in, would you say?
I think I went through that with a couple of my sons, and I think we're upwards close to between 40 and 43 states that I've been to train.
To train people. And your training is very sort of hands-on training. I mean, I know a lot of your training, you even go to a store such as Home Depot, and you go in there and show them all the material, how to calculate the rehab costs and everything. It's a very intense training that you do with your group. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's very, very hands-on. Actually walk through properties, talk to real estate agents, talk about rehabbing, just exactly like you mentioned.
Yeah, it's awesome. I really do enjoy your training. As well, guys, Matt has trained well over 10,000 real estate investors, just like yourself, if you're listening here. He's also Matt also developed all the curriculum for the National Association of Real Estate Investors. So Matt is sort of the mastermind in our organization that goes behind the scenes and actually creates all the curriculum that our students, our members use. Of course, I'm a member, Matt's a member. But Matt's sort of the, if I say this the right way, Matt, you're sort of the wizard behind the curtain there that's creating all the curriculum for all of our members across the world here.
Well, one of the things I like to do is to take experience from myself, experience from yourself, take all of this stuff and put it together into an efficient mold, as you mentioned before, that will allow somebody who's just getting started to be able to learn, but also someone who's wanting to take their investing to the next level. And that's been the key, is putting together curriculum that allows people to do that no matter what their experience level is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, real estate is all about efficiency, understanding how it works, and creating the most efficient way to do that. You know, people ask me all the time, Andrew, how in the world did you do 146 houses in 18 months? And I will go back into repeatedly saying this. It goes back into what I refer as organization. An organization is about efficiency, right? I mean, everything is calculated. Everything is in order. I know where every deal is throughout the entire process. I understand the entire process, and that's what efficiency is. Efficiency and organization really go together a lot when it comes to real estate. So what I want to do, Matt, is, again, we're gonna call the show Wholesaling 101, and I want to go through the beginning stages of, you know, let's start from the beginning. Is what is a wholesaler? You know, a lot of these listeners today, they may not have ever done any deals out there. They may not have ever invested in real estate. So when we say the word wholesaler, to us, it's a very common word in our industry. But I want to go back all the way to the beginning and just explain what is wholesaling to our listeners, because I will tell you, and Matt, I think you agree as well, wholesaling is probably the number one place to start if you're looking to get into real estate investing.
And as a matter of fact, it's a place to start. But the life cycle of most investors that I know, start out wholesaling, end up doing their own deals, realizing how much money they were making by wholesaling, and end up coming back and wholesaling more efficiently and allow them to be able to make a lot more money that way. Wholesaling, really, when you think about it, is you're a facilitator. You don't want to call yourself a broker because you're not,
right. Yep.
But you're facilitating a transaction. You're facilitating and you're putting together a motivated seller and a cash investor, and you're introducing the two, and you're getting paid for that facilitation. And wholesaling occurs in just about every industry out there, whether it's food and produce, whether it's clothing, whether it's anything.
Jewelry, diamonds, it
absolutely.
Doesn't matter.
There's wholesalers involved, and wholesalers, their job is to find the right buyers, qualify those buyers, and actually find out what they're looking for, and then go and find the perfect deals for those investors. And it, again, in any industry out there, so real estate, not excluded, requires wholesalers. There's people out there facilitating the transactions.
Yeah, you know, I know for me and my business that I do, which is, you know, Matt is heavy to the buy, fix, and sell side. The wholesaler is the blood, if you will, into my entire business. I mean, it is what's pumping my business, and I work with many, many wholesalers that are feeding me these deals and opportunities, and without them, I would not be able to do the deals that I do, nor make the money that I do, because they're the ones that are providing me this opportunity. And so sometimes, I know that's out there in the industry that maybe wholesalers get a bad name or something because, you know, they're trying to skim off the top, if you will. And I've never looked at it like that. I've always looked at it as they're almost a partner of mine, and I'm helpless without them. I have to have them for my business to be successful, and they're a key component in my what you refer to as a power team to help me build my business.
And I'll tell you, you are an incredible investor because of that mindset right there. One of the things that people that I work with, myself included, when I was getting started, one of the biggest mindset blocks that people have is, why would someone want to use a wholesaler? Why couldn't the investor just go find the deal themselves? And it really comes down to, it's freedom of time. They don't have the time to go out and find those 147 or deals over the last 18 months. You don't have the time to go do that. Instead, you're willing to pay someone else to do that. And you mentioned that a wholesaler is a part of your power team. Other investors are exactly like that. They're willing to pay someone to bring them something that they want so they don't have to go find it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so I look at wholesalers, and what I want to start off with is let's give the basic sort of you know, and you sort of already did it as you talked about a wholesaler was a facilitator, you know, sort of in between these two deals. A lot of times we refer to it as the A to B to C transaction, right? And so for the listeners on the phone, understand how this works is that the wholesaler or the facilitator finds those motivated sellers. And we'll get a little bit into this later, but you can find motivated sellers in all kinds of different ways you can find them, whether that be probate, whether it be tax foreclosure, whether it be pre-foreclosures, NODs, defaults. I mean, what are some other ways you can find of these different types of motivated sellers out there?
A lot of times, just by simple proactive marketing.
Yeah.
If you're just driving around the street and you see people that there's bandit signs out on the side of the street, or placing an ad out there that says, I buy houses for cash, whether you're placing it online or placing it on the side of the road, simply putting that, the I buy houses for cash whole idea is amazing because the people who call on that particular verbiage is automatically going to be motivated. It's the same people who go to the I pay cash for gold pawn shops and they trade in their gold knowing that they're going to be getting pennies on the dollar for their gold, yet they're still showing up to do that. So the person that shows up or calls on an I buy houses type of a advertisement, they know that they're not getting full price. They have that right mindset and that motivation is automatically there. And so that's one of the things I love doing is putting those ads out there, whether it's on the side of the road or online, and getting motivated sellers coming in that way.
Yeah, for sure. That's obviously one of the best ways to get it. As you were talking, I was thinking about some other categories as well. You can find motivated sellers in bankruptcies, in divorces. These are sort of groups or categories of where you can find some motivated sellers. And we're going to talk a little bit about how you find those. But sort of, again, going back to the A to B to C transactions, you understand, a facilitator will go out to these different types of categories. Or bandit signs that Matt was talking, or direct mail, and they'll find some motivated sellers. And as they find motivated sellers, they'll connect with them and secure that property. And by secure, I don't mean purchase the property, right, Matt? We're talking about putting it under contract.
wholesaling is all about control.
Control, yep.
If you control the deal, you can control a piece of property without having to put any money into it,
yep.
without having to fix it up. You simply control or take the ability to purchase it, and then you simply pass that control on to an investor for them to do.
And if we just walk through this between me and you, if I had a house for sale, meaning that I was a distressed, motivated seller, and you came to me and said, hey, I'll buy your house from you, I own my property, right? Whether it's in mortgage or not, it's still titled and deeded to me. But once I sign that contract and say, I'll sell you, Matt, my property for $100,000, at that moment, you now control my property because you have it under contract. And that right there is extremely, extremely powerful, because when you control a property, now you can have the right to sell that property as well. So having that control and having that contract is extremely, extremely important. Again, you don't have to own the property, but you control the property.
And wholesaling is simply just the ability of, what strategy am I going to use to pass that control to somebody else? And
right.
depending on the property, depending on the scenario, the situation, That's gonna tell you which direction to go, and again, it's just all about controlling and passing that control.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, again, sort of wrapping up the segment here, we're talking about the ability of controlling an asset through simply a contract or a piece of paper. And then once you have that, you're going to flip that paper basically over to a cash buyer. After the break, we're going to talk to you about how you're going to flip that paper to a cash buyer without using any of your own money. Guys, listen, myself, as you know, I'm the founder of NARI. Matt here is the teacher inside of NARI. If you want to become a member of the National Association of Real Estate Investors for $1 a day, simply call 1-800-537-3440 and you can become a member of the National Association of Real Estate Investors for simply $1 a day and start your investing career. Right after the break, we're going to talk about the cash buyers.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you're working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate. I have Matt Wallen, international real estate educator. He's trained over 10,000 investors, and he's also developed the curriculum here at the National Association of Real Estate Investors. So, Matt, let's dive back into what we're talking about today, which is Wholesaling 101, which is the A to B to C transaction. Like we talked about in the previous segment, it is by far the strategy that most investors use as they get into real estate investing. And part of that is because, number one, you don't have to commit full-time. You don't have to go quit your job and dive into this full-time. You're able to do it on the side because, as Matt mentioned earlier, it's all about efficiency when it comes to wholesaling. And then also it's a good way where you don't have to invest a lot of money. You know, when you do a buy, fix, and sell, which is what I do, there's times I'm coming out of pocket or my investors are coming out of pocket, you know, $300,000-$500,000 on a deal. Where in a wholesale deal, you don't have to come out of pocket any type of money, and you don't have to know deep levels of construction on how to rehab this property. You have to know the basics of it, but not the deep level that I know, because I'm the one that's going to be in charge of rehabbing it. So wholesaling is a great way for you to get started and make some really good money. I want to tell a story, Matt, maybe in the next segment, about a wholesaler that made over $500,000 on one transaction. And if you didn't hear me, or if you thought I stuttered, I didn't. One transaction, and this investor made $500,000 on simply one transaction inside of a wholesaling deal, which means he never touched the property. He never rehabbed the property, but he made $500,000 on this property. So Matt, let's get back into the A to B to C transaction. The A person in the A to B to C, the A person is the seller, the motivated seller or distressed seller that we talked about. Either they're going through a bankruptcy, divorce, or they got to move, or they lost their job, foreclosure, whatever it is, they're a motivated seller. Of course, B would sort of be you, the wholesaler, right? So you're the facilitator. Sometimes they call it that. But you're the wholesaler in this transaction. You have now put the property under contract. Again, you didn't buy the property. You simply put it under contract, and because of that, you now control the property. And then, Matt, what's the next step, or what we call the C part of this transaction from the wholesaler's perspective?
This is where the magic happens, because this is where we get paid our money, and this is where we actually come in contact with our cash investors. And I do want to emphasize the importance of working with cash investors. Now, there are different types of buyers out there. There are people looking to buy a home to live in.
Right.
And there are people looking to buy a home as an investment. As a wholesaler or a facilitator, we definitely want to make sure that we are pressing towards the cash investors. They're the people that have the cash. They can close quickly. And they're willing to pay you to bring them good deals. If you're working with retail buyers, they're going to be much more picky. You're going to show them a lot more homes. They're going to want specifics. And the thing is, too, is they're not really wanting to pay someone to bring them a deal. They're just expecting people to do that because we're just great people, which, of course, we are. So we definitely want to work with the cash investors and have that be our main focus. And that's what we're going to go – the direction we're going to go today is focusing on those cash investors and different ways to be able to find them.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate your point there. Just me personally, I've wholesaled some deals. I'm not a full-time wholesaler. I'm a buy-fix-sell person. But I can tell you my experience, Matt, I would never – if I was a wholesaler, I would never acknowledge a retail buyer. That especially if they have to get loans through a bank on this deal. I mean, that's you're just asking for a can of worms for that to go through and for you to be able to fix all the little knick-knack things for the FHA loans and so forth. Whereas the cash investor, there is no loan. I can close in 5 days. I can close in 72 hours. I just need to see the property. I need to see what type of condition it's in. I need to know that what you're selling it to me for, and I need to know what it's worth. That's all I really need to know as a cash buyer. And if the numbers work, I can close in 3 days, all cash, don't need a bank. That's what we're really talking about when we talk about this, correct?
Cash investors want to see the numbers.
Yeah,
they want to see the return on their investment. They want to see their cash flow potential.
Yeah.
Real estate buyers want to see every square inch of the house, and they want every square inch of the house to be perfect, or they want to look at another house. When I'm working with buyers, if I have a retail buyer fall into my lap, maybe a friend or a family member or something like that,
sure,
I may work with someone in that situation. But as far as me proactively searching for these investors, I'm always finding and looking for cash investors. That's the only direction I go now.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk a little bit about how you find. Obviously, I'm a cash investor. I'm looking for wholesalers, but also wholesalers are looking for me because sort of in my area, as a wholesaler term would be, I'm sort of a whale. Right, I'm going to buy a lot of properties from you. I think 2 years ago from one of my wholesalers, I think it was 47 houses I bought from one wholesaler in a year. So this wholesaler did 47 transactions just with me, right? But how do they find someone like me? Or how do they find someone that, hey, maybe they only want to do two or three a year, but they have this property under contract now, they being the wholesaler facilitator, they got to sell it to a cash investor, they know that now. How do they find this cash investor?
And you just brought up a really good point that needs to be understood here. Cash investors are actually looking for us.
Yeah.
They're looking for wholesalers. And so the thing that we've got to make sure that we're doing is we got to go where they're at. And two really good ways to be able to go where real estate investors are. Number one is where do they buy properties or where are many properties sourced? And that is by foreclosure auctions. In the last several years, there's a lot of foreclosure auctions that are out there. And so attending these foreclosure auctions is a great way to be able to meet people that have cash. And we'll talk about this more coming up. But the one thing to keep in mind is in order to buy a property at auction, you have to have cash. So if you go to the auction and talk to the people bidding on homes, you're now talking to cash investors. And now it's about what conversation do we have with them?
Yeah, for sure. I know you can go to the auctions. Also, I want to bring up, you know, we're in the process of launching our brand new NARI app, which will be able to connect you, the wholesaler, and the cash investors right there in your own backyard. Somebody by downloading the NARI app. Of course, you have to be a member to be able to do that. But you'll get access to cash buyers right there inside of our app, as well as, for me, a wholesaler if I'm looking for a wholesaler. Guys, right after the break, we're going to talk about how you can find a new way of how you can find cash buyers simply by clicking a few buttons on your computer. You're going to want to hear this, because we're going to show you how to provide 100 cash buyers and 100 distressed sellers right after the break.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Cordell's new Amazon best-selling book, Cash Flow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195, and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it, and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show, where we're talking about real money made from real estate. And I got Matt Walton here in the studio with me, renowned international real estate educator, trained well over 10,000 students, 18 years of investing, has developed our curriculum here at NARI for our students. You may see him in a lot of our educational videos, as well as myself. But Matt, we're in the studio and we're talking about wholesaling 101. You know, how do you do that? You know, if you're listening today and you're thinking, man, I've always wanted to get into real estate. You know, what's sort of my first step that I get into it? And that's what we're talking about today. This is the most popular step for you, which is what they call wholesaling a property. And Matt, you made a great point how every industry out there they have wholesaling in it. It's part of business. You even brought up a story about the gold. We buy gold. That person is a wholesaler, right? Someone's coming in, wants to sell their gold. They know they're not going to get market value for it, but it's a quick way for them to take their gold, sell it to a shop, and then that shop turns around and sells it for a higher price. That's wholesaling, except we're going to apply it to real estate. In real estate, we call that an A to B to C transaction. A is the seller, B is you, the facilitator, and C is the cash investor. You put the deal together. You don't have to buy the property. You don't have to own the property. You don't have to put money into the property, but you facilitate the deal, and you simply walk away with profit. And I'm going to tell the story a little bit later about an investor, a wholesaler, who made over $500,000 on one transaction. An average profit, Matt, what would you say an average profit of a wholesale deal is nowadays?
If we're dealing with properties in the heartland of America, in the investment areas, first-time homebuyer type neighborhoods, you're going to be in the $3,000 to $5,000, upwards into maybe the $7,000 to $10,000, depending on the price points. But for the work that you do, to be able to make $3,000 to $5,000 is amazing profits.
Absolutely. I mean, I do know companies out there that they do 15, 20, 30 of these wholesale deals a month, which is insane about the profits there. So, but Matt, we were talking about finding those cash investors. And obviously, part of your job as a wholesaler, as a facilitator, is not only to find the distressed seller, which is fairly difficult. Actually, I don't want to mislead you. That is a difficult part of the business. But not only that, you also have to find the cash investors, people like me who are going to buy this house from you, either to hold on to it, rehab it, and hold on to, or rehab it and flip it. And Matt, you gave some examples of how we could find cash investors, sort of what me and you referred to as sort of the old school or the old method of how to find those investors, those cash investors.
Well, the two ways in person I like to be able to find investors is through the auctions that we talked about.
Yeah, the auctions.
And also by attending local investment clubs.
Sure.
It's a great way to be able to meet people who want to be met. And that's the most important thing. No one wants to cold call. That's not fun for anybody to try to call someone to sell them a vacuum when they don't want a vacuum.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead, if you can call somebody who wants to be called or meet somebody who wants to be met, that mindset is so much better for us to be able to talk to someone who we know wants to be talked to. And that's where the investment clubs are such a great tool to be able to meet people. And I want to talk a little bit about, too, coming up about how to talk to people. But as a investor, your biggest job is finding buyers and finding the properties, finding those distressed properties. And so us, as educators, as innovators, we're always trying to find new and better ways to find both buyers and sellers,
yeah,
lessening the work for the wholesalers ultimately.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I sort of talk about the old school method, and old school is, which don't get me wrong, 100% works, but you know, you're going out there, you got to go to these clubs, you got to go meet people, you got to pay to be there, you got to network and find out who in this room is even a cash buyer, if there is any. Sometimes there's not even a cash buyer there, and now you wasted, you know, 4 or 5 hours of your life. It's sort of the old school method, which has been around for a very long time. But here at NAR, we have some software that is absolutely groundbreaking, and I'm gonna have Matt share it a little bit with you. But basically, it's as simple as this: what if every single month you were able with NARI here to receive an email that had 100 brand new from that month motivated sellers, distressed sellers, sitting with their name and information in your inbox, and you had 100 motivated sellers? But not only that, you also got an email of 100 cash buyers right there in your local area that had recently purchased a property all cash. So now you get, instead of having to go find all these cash buyers, instead of you having to go find all these distressed sellers, what if there was a way, because there is a way here at NARI, where we can simply email you in your local area, not where we're located here in Atlanta, but in your local area, 100 motivated sellers and 100 cash buyers. Matt, all they have to do is find the two and connect the two together.
If you use email, you're ready to go. To be able to think about being at that point where you can actually have buyers ready to go, it makes the wholesaling world so much better. And that's going to be the thing that we're going to talk about.
Well, you talk about efficiency earlier, how important that is. Guys, we just made it so efficient. It's a click of the button. Every month you get 100 new leads and 100 new cash buyers. You got to put the two together. However, if you don't know how to talk to those people, it'd never work. We might as well not send them to you. After the break, Matt's going to share with you how you should conversate with these types of groups. Right after the break, stay tuned as we talk with Matt Wallen on how to talk to these cash buyers.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate. And I got Matt Wall in here, international real estate educator, 18 years experience, wrote the curriculum here at the National Association of Real Estate Investors. And Matt, we were talking about wholesaling. Now, we left off, Matt, you were talking about how we have here at NARI a program that will give you every single month, it's brand new technology that would give you 100 motivated sellers in your local area and 100 cash buyers in your local area, all their information. You have to connect the dots. However, Matt, me and you both know, if you don't know how to talk to these individuals, I might as well send you zero of both, because you're not going to get any deals.
So basically, you just set me out in a boat in the middle of a lake.
Exactly.
Gave me a fishing pole that had the perfect bait, said there's perfect fish in there.
Yep.
Now I need to learn how to fish really quick.
But you got to know how to fish.
Okay, so that's going to be the thing that I want to talk a little bit about. I can guarantee any investor who's getting started out, especially in wholesaling, and or the people listening right now, their first thought that's going through their mind is, I've got to call these cash investors and talk to them, and I haven't done any deals, so how on earth am I going to sound like I have any kind of credibility and get someone like Andrew to want to talk to me? because as you mentioned before, if I don't say the right things, if I don't say the perfect thing that's going to hook you, you're going to move on to the next person, and I'm not going to be able to provide you anything. So instead, what we got to make sure that we're doing is we got to make sure that we are saying the right things to these people. And so one thing that I've come up with is a kind of a strategy, almost a reverse psychology strategy. When I used to talk to investors, the first thing I'd ask them is, hey, what kind of houses are you buying? And when I say that, you're opening the door for so many different responses. They could say, I buy any house, any condition, any place, for any price, and I do any kind of work to it. And that right there, as you know, Andrew, does not give us any information.
Yeah, you might as well. That's no benefit to you whatsoever.
We basically just said, okay, I buy anything in this city. Instead, we need to get detailed information. And so what I'd like to do instead, and I've been doing this for several years now, and I've had students doing this for several years, is I take a reverse approach. And instead of asking the question, what are you buying, I'll ask them, do you have any properties for sale right now? And the reason why is twofold. Number one, it gives me huge credibility, because if I ask you the question, Andrew, what do you have for sale right now? What's the first thing that goes through your mind?
You want to know what my end product looks like, my sales price looks like. You want to see what my type of product is that I'm putting back out in the market.
And when you tell me that, you're going to give me all kinds of detail. You're going to give me all kinds of information, location, the type of property, the how much it was, what kind of remodeling you did to the property. While you're describing all of that to me, really what you're describing to me is your buyer's criteria. Because one thing investors are is investors are extremely habitual. Yep. We'll do the same type of deals over and over and over again.
For
and just
sure.
through efficiency, find out how to do them better. So if you can find out what they're selling, it'll also tell you how active that investor is. If that investor has three properties that they're looking to get rid of, you can tell they're an extremely active investor. If they say, well, I don't have any properties for sale right now, then, you know, they may or may not be active at that point.
Right.
So I love to hear when people say that they do have properties for sale. The other reason I really like to ask that question, again, from a credibility standpoint, is it now gives me credibility because you're looking at me as someone who is interested in something that you have to offer.
Yeah.
And from a psychology standpoint, you're going to be a lot more interested, intrigued, however you want to say it. You're going to be a lot more intrigued to work with me because I'm now providing something for you. I can guarantee any serious investor out there has been approached by hundreds and hundreds of different wholesalers out there saying, I can find deals, tell me what you want. And that's not a hook that's going to intrigue you. But if instead I use that reverse psychology and say, tell me what you have for sale. Now, I've had investors come back to me and say, why are you looking to buy right now? And while we are looking to buy, but we may be just looking to take control, my response is, I'm always looking for great deals, tell me what you have. And it's an extremely honest approach. One of the things that I love teaching is honesty. We don't misrepresent yourself. Don't tell somebody you're something that you're really not. Instead, be completely honest and still give credibility by just simply saying, I'm always looking for great deals, which is the truth. As we talked about before, we should always be looking for buyers and we should always be looking for sellers. So to say I'm looking for great deals or I'm always looking for great deals is 100% honest. I promise you, if you use just simple strategies like this, this is the type of stuff that we go into. And this is the type of details that's going to set you apart from the other wholesalers out there who are asking the wrong questions to the wrong people.
Yeah, for sure. Love the strategy here. And I want to talk more about this on the next segment here, because you know the way that you structured that is definitely true, because as a wholesaler, you're going to cut through there's two things I thought of. Number one, you're going to cut through the weeds of buy, fix, and sell people that are not really buy, fix, and sell people, because they're going to tell you they have nothing for sale. And number two, you're also going to be able to allow me to talk about my property, which I'm going to immediately do, and share stuff with you that's going on inside of my property. Guys, right after break, we're going to talk more about how to converse with the cash buyers or how to converse with the distressed sellers so that you can lock down these deals. Remember, at NARI, you can get up to 100 cash buyers into your email, as well as 100 distressed sellers emailed to you every single month that are brand new leads. Right after the break, we're coming right back with Matt Walton.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you're working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in making money now without risking any of their own money. Find out how in Andrew Kordel's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Kordel Show.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Andrew Kordel Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate. I got Matt Walton in the studio with me, and on our last segment here, Matt, I appreciate you spending the time, taking time with myself as well as the listeners. It has been a great privilege and honor being able to talk to you about real estate investing.
It's always fun.
Yeah, it is always fun, actually. I'm glad you said that because real estate investing is a lot of fun. I want to wrap up this last segment and sort of, as we've been talking about wholesaling, the A to B to C transaction, how you can do it part-time without quitting your job. I want you to walk through sort of the, you know, you talked about how to talk to a seller, an investor, and again, that was one strategy. You know, in the NARI Association, we have tons and tons of those. I also want you to give you one strategy on how you approach the distressed seller. Before you go into that, guys, if you've been listening and you want more information about being a wholesaler, how does wholesaling work, and you'd like to get more information about it, this is one of the 12 strategies that I cover in my Amazon best-selling book, The Top 12 Strategies of Real Estate Investing. If you'd like to receive a free copy of that book, all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling, which is only $1.95, and we will mail you one of my Amazon best-selling books, which covers not only wholesaling but 12 other strategies in real estate investing. Simply call 1-800-537-3440. Again, that number is 1-800-537-3440, and you can receive a free copy of my book on wholesaling as well as 11 other strategies. Matt, pick us up with how you talk to a distressed seller, or how do you approach a distressed seller?
One of the things you just brought up is that word distressed, and that's from a psychology standpoint. You have to understand that the people are in a distressed situation, and until you've been through a situation of bankruptcy, divorce, death in the family, all of these different things that, you know, a disaster, a job move, or all these stresses in life that go on, until you've been there, you just feel like everyone's out to get you.
Yeah.
And so when you approach people in a distressed situation, I use the analogy of approaching a wounded animal. You've got to make sure that you approach it with kid gloves. You got to make sure that you're not just walking in there like another predator who's looking to take something away
from
them.
Take advantage of you.
Yeah, and to make a bad situation even worse. Instead, we're here to help people. We're here to, as a facilitator, as we've been talking about, we're here to help our investors. We're also here to help our distressed sellers out of a situation. And so when I approach somebody, I like to just simply ask them, you know, I don't like to ask them, what is your distress? What's going on in your life right now? Because again, that's...
It's personal.
It's very personal.
They're in a low point of their life at this moment.
And the last thing on earth they need is someone else asking questions.
Absolutely.
To them. So instead, I just approach people if I'm doing it door-to-door, if I'm calling somebody, or if they're calling me off of an advertisement I placed. I just simply say, hey, I'm someone here in the area that's giving people evaluations on their home, telling them how much cash it's worth right now.
Yeah.
And I don't bring up the situations. I don't bring up, hey, I know you're going through bankruptcy. Hey, I know you're going through a divorce.
Yep.
Instead, I just say, hey, I'm a person that's offering. I don't say I'm an investor.
I never say that.
Yeah, because an investor's there to take advantage of them.
Absolutely.
In their mind.
Sort of a shark mentality.
Absolutely. So instead, I'm just saying simply, hey, I'm here in the area giving people cash offers or telling them how much cash. And I use that word cash all the time, because that's getting the mindset set up correctly, like we mentioned before. I'm telling people how much money their or how much cash their home is worth in today's market.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that. If they say simply, yes, I'm interested, or yes, you could tell me how much it's worth, at that point, that's when I'll set up an appointment to sit down with them, and I'll say, hey, let's set an appointment up for a couple of days from now or a week from now. That'll let you go do research on the home. That'll let you get the numbers together. And then when you go back and sit down with them, at that point is usually when they start spilling everything. They'll start saying what's going on, and that's when you can give them a cash offer for their property. You don't want to do it right there on the doorstep. You want to give them some time to think about it a little bit and go from there. So it's a simple approach, but it's an effective approach that allows people their defenses will come down if you approach it that
way.
Yeah,
you know, for sure. I see this all the time with new investors getting into wholesaling. They literally are like guns blazing going into this property, and you can feel the negativity off of these people where you go into a situation where maybe I'm going in sort of helping this guy learn how to wholesale. And it's like, man, I'm embarrassed because they're coming off so strong and so aggressive that this person that's a distressed seller is already sort of a low spot of their life. And it's not fair for us that we all haven't been at a low spot in our lives. We all have been there. So have some compassion, have some concern. Don't sit there and talk about their problems, right? And one word that I like to use, and you were referring to this, I like to try to position myself as an advocate, right? Like, hey, I'm here to help you. I know there's a tough situation going on, and I'm not here to get into it. But, and I try to be more or less an advocate, saying, "Hey, guys, here's where the house is, and here's your options that you can do." And I sort of explain to him, "Here's your option of putting the house on the market, and you could probably list it for this. But keep in mind, you may be in a situation where you have to sell this property in 25 days because maybe that's just where the deal's at. And what happens is." By going through the process of what you could do with the property, I'm basically educating them, the seller, on their options. And what they'll naturally find out is their best option is the cash option, which is what I'm offering them. But I don't like to start off with out of the gate, like you were talking about how you like to come back and let them evaluate everything, which I agree with. I don't like to knock on the door and say, hey, I'm a buyer and I can offer you this amount of money for the deal. Because again, it comes across as a shark.
If you do it that way, again, it's their defenses are going to go up, and you're just another bill collector.
Exactly.
If you show up with a pinstripe suit on and a briefcase at their door,
yep.
it's not going to go well for you.
Not at all. You have to play the part and understand what the situation is. And secondly, I'm just going to reiterate this point: you should have compassion. If you don't have compassion or you don't have concern about the situation they're in, I'm not sure this is probably the right business for you because you do need to care. They are humans. They are going through a tough time, and we've all been there. So make sure you do have that compassion. Come across as the advocate. Show them their example. Show them how they can possibly get work their way out of this. And naturally, what will happen is they'll understand that you have provided them education, insight, information, and that their logical answer is to do the cash deal with you. But I approach it way differently. Guys, it's been an awesome time having Matt here on the radio with us talking about wholesaling 101 and how you can get involved in wholesaling. Listen, if you want to become a member of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, I'm the founder of it. I'm also a member. Matt is an international teacher for us as well as writes all the curriculum for us. But he's also a member. And if you want to get involved and be able to learn from guys like me, like him, like other people we have on the air today, simply call 1-800-537-3440. Again, that number is 1-800-537-3440. And literally for $1 a day, you can begin changing your life and learning how you can become a real estate investor just like myself and just like Matt. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the same time on the same radio station where we're going to be talking about making real money from real estate with the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show.
Thanks for listening to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we earn real money in real estate. For more information, go to www.andrewcordell.com.